All right, y'all, Ignis is about to kick off in just a few, but first, here's Bobby Gales checking in. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, what's up, Steve, and good morning, everyone. So today we're talking about addressing the rise in drug and alcohol abuse here in the DMV, another result of the COVID pandemic. Now, there's a new campaign underway. It's by a nonprofit called Heart to Hand. I'm here with Diane Jefferson, the program manager. Diane, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Bobby. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. So, Diane, let's just jump right into this. For those who are not familiar, tell us about Heart to Hand and the work you're doing, specifically your harm reduction campaign.
Well, Heart to Hand is a community-based public health organization, and we've taken on the challenge and the battle to reduce substance use deaths in Prince George's County. We provide support services. We have Narcan and fentanyl strips for individuals in the community that want them. We are trying to meet the community where they are. So we have a survivors and family support group because they have the least amount of support in the community. Mm-hmm. We offer a relapse prevention program. We have a sexual health and recovery for those that are in recovery and need a new lease on life about relationships and moving forward.
So for those who would like access to your services, where can they go for help or more information?
For more information, you can go to our webpage at accessharmreduction.org.
Fantastic. I love it. Well, Diane, I want to thank you very much for taking time out to share this information with our listeners and all the great work you're doing there at Heart to Hand. Great job.
Thank you so much, and thank you again for having me.
My pleasure. That's Diane Jefferson, the program manager for Heart to Hand. Now, if you missed any of this information, you can also go to our website over at whur.com for more details. Okay, time for a look at traffic. Angela, you got it.